Yo, it's Mr. Lover Lover, and I'm here with Barbecue Bob. Let him know that that jerk sauce is off the chain. You dig that? Yeah, that steak is off the chain. Yeah, and I don't even eat meat, but I'm eating it today because that what? That sauce is crazy.
Welcome back. You are listening to the Grilling Guys Show each and every Saturday on 107.3 WBBL-FM. We're downtown in the studio, and we've got one of my favorite visitors. Actually, we have two of my favorite visitors here. Shasta from the Old World Olive Press. No one that listens to the show can doubt that I enjoy the products they purvey. But one of my favorite brewers ever is our friend Chaz from Schmoe's, and he's joining us right now. And in classic Chaz style, he didn't bring in a couple beers for us to try. He came in with three cases. So, Chaz, welcome. It's great to have you here, man.
I don't think the boys at Cumulus should be hearing that right now.
Well, it's a delivery truck.
Okay. Yeah,
came in. Right. Yeah.
I never want to underestimate the job.
Right. Yeah. Nor do we want you to.
And don't leave out that we are being produced today by the overly talented hands of Mr. Brian Fonger.
Yeah.
Go Fong.
And Brian, tell everybody just briefly about your new position.
I just took a position in media relations with the Muskegon Lumberjacks hockey team.
Yeah, congratulations.
Thank you very much.
Well, we're happy you're staying on here as well to help us.
Absolutely.
God knows we need it.
Love working for the show. Absolutely.
Yeah. You're doing play-by-play over there too, aren't you?
Yeah, just for the home games.
Yeah.
Yep.
Good for you, man.
Thank you very much.
Very
All right.
Cool.
Moving forward. But
yes.
Chaz, so tell us about what's happening at Schmoe's Brewery, man, that everybody needs to be aware of.
We're growing.
Yeah, I know.
We're growing fast. We're getting our beer out across the state. I've been working the beer festivals, and it's been getting so crazy that we've had to hire another brewer.
Really?
Another production brewer to help out in the brewing.
And who's that?
Her name is Gabby, and Gabby's going to be starting with us the 1st of October, and she's a very experienced home brewer. And I might add, another Michigan Tech grad. We like to keep it.
Why doesn't that surprise me?
It's like nepotism down there.
Well, you know, we like to root for one team, and we don't have to argue over the TV then.
That's right. So you brought a little Oktoberfest.
I brought the Oktoberfest, yeah.
You know, I was so happy to be at a parade last year at one of my favorite restaurants, and we were waiting for the parade to happen, and I said, let's go inside real quick and see if we can grab a sandwich. And the waitress came around, and I said, maybe a cold beer would be good. What do you have on tap? And she said, we just got Schmoe's Oktoberfest. And I'm like, okay, that's all I need to know.
Right.
Now, the regular
it's
listeners
so
will
good.
Remember last year when we talked about it a little bit. Schmoe's takes a little different take on Oktoberfest. Instead of doing a Marzen or a Vienna Lager or something like that, we wanted to put a little of our own stamp of personality onto it, so we went with a dark American wheat. And it's got that little kiss of chocolate on a American wheat ale style that makes it really, really palatable.
Almost brings it to a porter kind of a feel.
Well, it's got the gateway to a porter. But I'll tell you, if you can get a rye bun with a bratwurst and wash it down
Not
with this,
raw.
Oh my.
Yeah, we're going to be throwing down some of those next weekend at that tailgate, some of those Sobey bratwursts, and we'll have to grab some rye buns and pair this up because you're right. That would be that I can taste that, and my mouth's watering right now just having you talk about that.
I think we are so spoiled. I mean, if you think of these great products we get to
well,
eat
that's why
and
we talk
drink
about them,
and
because if you can't tell we don't believe in what we're doing, then you're not listening to us because we're not here promoting things that we haven't tried and we like. You know what I mean? That's not what the Grilling Guys is about. We're going to try this.
Yeah.
We're going to like it, and then we're going to talk about it. And the things that we don't like, we just don't talk about. I'm not going to slam anybody. You know, everybody's got their individual taste. But for me, you know, I like to hang out with the people that produce great product, and here you guys are, man. It's awesome.
Yeah, well, we decided that we were going to bring this out. We made more than last year, but it's going faster than last year, as you might expect, with us adding some more markets around the state and getting that beer out there. I know that I've got another truckload of it leaving on Monday with some other products headed east.
Isn't that cool to say I got a truckload of beer leaving my brewery? That you're making it, Chaz, man. That's awesome. Now, You guys are located where? I can't imagine a listener on our show that doesn't know where you're at, but tell us where you're at.
2600 Patterson. Now, that's just kitty corner from the Hilton, or if you've got kids that play hockey, we're right next door to Patterson Ice Rink.
Drop the kids off and go see Chaz.
Actually, Dad, Mom.
Go see Rebecca.
How long does a hockey game last? What, about an hour and a half, 2 hours?
You get like 15 or 20-minute periods, and you come over for a beer, and then you run back because there's a trail well-worn between the rink and the brewery.
Yeah.
So you could actually sample this Oktoberfest, some of Old World Olive Press's balsamic vinegars and oils, and a little bit of Sobey's meats if you go to the U lot at MSU next Saturday about 4 o'clock.
Yeah.
I shouldn't have said that.
We'll be throwing it all down. Yeah. What a great combination.
Uh-huh.
I can't wait. Look for the big grill.
Yeah, right. Yeah, we'll have the biggest grill there. I guarantee it.
Yeah, my good one, Chuck Wagon, will be there.
Right.
Has some Three Little Pig sauces there.
Yep.
And Three Little Pigs rubs be going on those butts and briskets. Oh, yeah. It's going to be good.
Yeah, it is. It's going to be really good.
And so this Chaz, Oktoberfest with a brisket?
Yeah.
Man.
That's what I was going to do.
I can't wait.
You brought some other beer with you that is a cousin to the Oktoberfest. Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, other people, always when you think of wheats, you think of Weizens and Weisses and things like that. And I reached in the cooler this morning knowing we wanted to talk about Oktoberfest, and I said, well, let's grab some Cirrus and do a little comparison about it. Now, Cirrus is a beer that we produce for the summer. It's a lighter palate taste, and I really like it with the fish.
How would that compare to, like, a Cellus?
Well, a Cellus is going to be even lighter yet. A Cellus is usually a white beer, and that almost no caramel malts and things like that. This has a touch of the caramel malts in with the wheats and things like that. But then this one is done as a lager as well rather than an ale.
So is this a lager right here?
Yes. So it doesn't have the fruity notes to it as much. It's got more of the banana and the clove note.
Randy is smelling the beers.
I know.
Oh, I love it.
I'm almost speechless. Can believe that or not, huh?
No.
But, you're right, Chaz.
We need a studio cam.
The aroma from that is I'm putting it a little bit citrusy almost, and with the fish, like you said, we have a bounty of salmon right now. If you tuned in earlier, you know Bob went out on a charter with some veterans this week and brought back a bunch of fillets. He's gonna cook up some of that later today and tomorrow down in Louisville at a show he's going to. We're gonna bring some of it over to the tailgate next week, but this would go really good. And that's part of the fun of this tailgate is try pairing this stuff up with different things that you're making and get those flavor profiles going. It's like a little explosion.
And with a little luck, you'll even make it into the game.
Yeah, right. Exactly.
Now, I had one more thing to add to your tailgate list.
What's that?
A key to the state of Michigan.
Oh, yeah, right.
Bring your bottle opener.
Right, exactly.
Because Michigan craft beer ain't no twist off.
Good point.
Yeah.
Put that on the list.
Yeah. You know what? For those of you that grew up maybe in rural areas like I did, the seatbelt buckle used to work for that too. But that's not so smart
anymore. Rural areas?
That's not so smart anymore.
That doesn't work in town.
But,
huh?
No, you didn't want to do that in town. But if you're
I saw a guy doing it on his trailer hitch the other day.
Really? Wow.
Anything to get into that beer.
Right.
Well, real men do it in their eye socket.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Bite it off with their, right. Yeah, for all the dentists out there, right? Yeah, they're probably enjoying that. But anyway, so Chaz, another couple great flavors there, man, that people got to get out and try. Now, they can find that stuff in the stores. Why don't you give us the names of those? Is it just called Oktoberfest? Is that what it is?
Yeah, we kept it simple.
Okay.
Just Oktoberfest. It's got it's actually kind of a caricature of the boss in there in his lederhosen. Standing on the street holding a couple of beers. That was kind of fun.
And then lederhosen?
Yeah, lederhosen.
Yeah.
Lederhoser. What's a lederhosen?
It's the pants the little German guys wear.
Oh,
with their hands.
Yeah.
We call them tights here.
Yeah.
No, the tights go under the lederhosen.
Oh, gosh. Okay. Yeah.
But anyway, coming up next, we've got our friend Don Kurlewitz from the Honey Creek Inn, the mayor of Canonsburg, if you will. We've got an event coming up there on the 22nd of September that we're going to break down for you, and then we'll bring this train to the station. So you're listening to The Grilling Guys. Stick with us. We'll be back. I'm like a train. I roar hard, letting off much steam. In the car, hard flannel, in the dusty jeans, baby. I never was cool with James Dean, but I be hanging tough with my man Jim Beam. I swing low like a chimp. Back in '86, man, I was seeing a shrink, but
The Grillin' Guys on 107.3 WBBL-FM.